Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's not that we like Warren Eckstein. We love Warren Eckstein and his advice to pet owners. It comes about as a result of his visit here, daily vignettes on the Good Day program, and his weekend program. It's for pets called The Pet Show. Clever. You can. He figured that out all by himself, too. I think, Warren, right? Do you have any help coming up with that name?
No, all by myself.
Oh, perfect. WarrenEckstein.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, his own formulation for great vitamins and minerals, specifically for dogs and cats. You got one group that gets a certain mixture, and the other group gets... By the way, you posted something about cats, and I want to get to that in a matter of moments, plus the passing of a famous dog. Warren's visit brought to us by the folks at Cedarside who want to keep bugs out of your home. And here's a lady who bugs me all the time to tell you the whole story.
I hate when my house is bugged. You need to keep bugs out of your home, Dougie, and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464. And don't forget the code word Doug.
All right. So, Warren, this Jack Russell Terrier known as Oogie. Remember the Oscar-winning movie The Artist? This dog has been in a lot more than just that movie. But I wonder about some of these dogs that become actors. Is it the same sort of thing as the overdone dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show? What are these dogs? What's the life like for a dog that does this sort of thing?
You know, actually, that dog you were talking about, Oogie, was trained by a friend of mine, Martina, from France, and an incredible trainer here on the West Coast. She actually trained the dog that was in Frasier, also Eddie, who I had the opportunity of interviewing many, many years ago.
Really?
The bottom line is it all depends on the person that the dog's with. Very often, some of these dogs are kept in kennels, and they don't live a normal life. But you take a dog like Eddie or Oogie, they live at home with the trainer. They're part of the family. They belong to the trainer, so they do have an incredible life. And they have a lot, in many cases, is a lot better than your dog or my dog based on the fact that they're constantly experiencing something brand new. So if they're treated properly, in most cases they are, and belong to someone and live with someone, I think it's fine.
One of the things you hear often, there was a recent movie that focused on a dog, and there were three or four dogs that were playing the part. That happened, I think, back with Lassie on TV. There were about four or five Lassies that were in all those shows, right?
Exactly. In other words, and Lassie, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Lassie was a male dog and Rin Tin Tin was a female dog.
Ah, got together.
And the reason they did that is because the male dogs, I hate to say this, I'm not chauvinistic, but male dogs tend to be much more beautiful than female dogs.
Yes.
And especially in certain breeds.
Yes. Well, look at lions, the mane that the lion has. Much more attractive. You have posted... you didn't draw a conclusion. I'd be wondering what your conclusion was. You asked the question on your blog site, whether or not cats are evil. Is the cat a devil or an angel? What are you getting for results?
I did this just for you, Doug. Just for you. You know what it is, and I write about this, and I got the blog up there. Cats are nocturnal, which means they're out at night, their eyes glow, and for some people, the fact that they're out at night, they're kind of associated with witches, or were associated with witches and demons. So they had a horrible, horrible reputation for many, many years, caused hysteria, paranoia, but they're also the symbol of good luck. Go to any Japanese restaurant, and you'll see something called the Manaki Niko, which is the good luck cat with one paw up. Pope's Kings, the Prophet Mohammed, all really worship cats. So that's kind of the pros and cons. From my perspective, cats are equal to dogs in every way.
Really?
I know you bought that 100%.
Well, I've changed my attitude toward cats, actually. And I think it's just because I've seen some of the things, the cats in the barn. We had a couple of really good cats for a long time in the barn here on the farm. And I remember sort of one of them sent me back to when I was a kid. We had the cutest little cat. It's like the dogs. It's how you treat them. They're going,
exactly,
although
right.
Cats are a little more persnickety than dogs are, and maybe more independent. But they're contributors.
Cats suck.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
Just remember this.
They don't like you either, Rich.
They don't, right, exactly.
They're independent thinkers. You don't like independent thinkers.
I don't at all.
I know you don't.
That's why I don't like you.
Thank you. All right, so and about Warren. Warren's an independent thinker.
No,
you don't like
Warren.
Him either?
Yeah, no, he's
all
cool.
Right. Okay. Warren is cool. That's the whole idea. Warren's cool. Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com, 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.